this paper deals with what happens in the area as these barges go through. They're being pulled by tugs or pushed by tugs, depending on the conditions. And between the barges and the tugs, there's actually a hydrologic dead zone where there's a very little flow and the voltage does not penetrate into this so-called dead zone. And the fish will aggregate in these areas. And so when the tugs pass through, the fish, in this case, the gizzard shad, that are hanging out in this space are able to penetrate through the electrical barrier despite the barrier being in play. In addition, as these tugs come through, they cause reverse flow. That reverse flow can actually push some of these fish through the barrier due to the hydrologic movement associated with the tug moving. And so based on these very discrete visual displays, which the biologists were able to see, it's clear that some fish, in this case the small gizzard shads, were able to penetrate through the barrier even though it was in operation.
What does this lead you then to believe when it comes to Asian carp and other fish?
Well, I suspect that, you know, and the implications of the study are that the juvenile carp, the very small ones, could possibly hang out as well, assuming eventually that they swim up to the barrier and penetrate through that way. So what it means is that basically the Army Corps of Engineers is going to have to come up with some different operations in order to avoid these fish from penetrating through. Now, some of that might be the water jets that we've talked about with the Brandon Road study, so that as these tugs come through, these water jets will displace this dead zone in theory and move any of the fish out of there, or possibly increasing the voltage to the point where even the smaller fish that are trying to get out into these hydrologic dead zones might also be repulsed because the voltage is high enough to penetrate into that area. And studies need to be done to figure out what is the best mechanism to prevent this, but we can't operate on the assumption that these electrical barriers are going to be foolproof given these kinds of data.
Dr. Alan Steinman, you're the director of the Anniswater Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick.